It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey everybody, Joe Costello back with you, WFO Radio, and we are going live. We got Kid Chaos, Kyle Koretsky, first-time winner, NHRA Camping World Pro Stock just seconds away, doing this late morning time slot today. We'll have Josh Hart a little bit later on today, and then off to St. Louis, just like that, Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's going to be great. We ask you to share the show if you're out there a fan of NHRA Pro Stock. Like everybody, the Pro Stock fans have to be a little more diehard, right? You're not going 300 mile per hour. You don't have fire shooting out of those headers, but you've got one of the most awesome competitive categories in all of drag racing. So if you consider yourself a fan of Pro Stock, subscribe, click the bell, share the show, be ready. You're going to meet one of the young stars of NHRA Pro Stock. Before we do that, I want to tell you about the people who make it possible for me to go WFO like multiple times a day, multiple times a week. It's really amazing we've been able to do this. And it's all because of great sponsors like Marvin Rodak and RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hot sauces and spice rubs. Marvin Rodak with the coffee, roasted fresh per your order. He does special blends for special people. It's pretty great. And he was like the first guy up there on the show posting congratulations to Kyle Koretsky, which is kind of cool. He's down there in Fort Worth, Texas. 817-924-6821. Those numbers I just gave you, folks, if you're not familiar, that is a phone number. And people, Marvin especially, still do business over the phone where you actually call and you talk and you discuss like what you like. And he'll put together a package of coffee for you, roasted fresh per your order. And yeah, I'm joking around, but am I? Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. We did the Total Seal Tech Talk, the Pitside Tech Talk. And, you know, Kid Chaos actually swung by for a few minutes and he was mobbed by young fans. And I was like, that's why you need young drivers so you can bring in the young fans. Pretty amazing stuff. TotalSeal.com. We've got a new podcast ready to drop on Friday. Also, there's going to be another Pitside Tech Talk out there at Dallas and Vegas. So make plans for that, TotalSeal.com, the leader in ring seal technology. SamTech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Think about all the next generation engine builders and machinists. Like, where's this sport going to go if we don't have anybody to build the engines, right? We need the next generation. All you kids out there, we need the next generation. And you got to try it out. You got to get involved. You got to see if you love it. If you do, SamTech.edu can help you get a great education. Tell them you heard about it on WFO Radio. The next generation of racers, we need them too. The Dragster Adventure, FrankHawley.com. You can drive an alcohol car. You can get your full license, or you can just do the Dragster Adventure and have a lot of fun along the way. Courses start at $399. Go to FrankHawley.com. And as with all of our fans, sponsors, listeners, tell them you heard about it on WFO Radio. Shout out to Nitro Fish. Boy, this is a real Koretsky intensive program, right? Nitro Fish, which Bo and Randy Lynn are running the deal, but the captain, that had a big, big part to do with WFO being here right now, going to Maple Grove a few years back. That's where I first met Kid Chaos. And let's bring him on the show while we still got the Nitro Fish logo up on the screen. Here he is, folks. First time winner, Pro Stock. He's not luxuriating poolside. He is working. Kyle Koretsky. What are you doing, Kyle?
Hey, Joe. How you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. You know, just out here working at the family business, KPK Development. And right now I'm on a 349 Caterpillar excavator loading one of our crushers, making recycled product.
Wow. See, that sounds like, I got to tell you, I don't know if I would want to do it every single day, but for a couple of hours, it looks like it would be a lot of fun running one of those machines.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. But after the 10th, 11th hour of it, you think, oh, man, there's got to be something else better you could do. But this is what we do here at KPK Development, and we love it.
Like driving a Pro Stock car, you got your first win. Your Captain Chaos is Kid. I want to start out with the racing, but then I want to ask you about your dad. Your dad's been really great to us over the years. We were there for the 2010 U.S. Nationals win with Greg Stanfield and Eddie and then came up to Maple Grove. That's where I first met you. It's been a long time. And hey, man, I'm so happy you made it. You made it to Pro Stock, and now you brought home the first Wally for the Koretsky family. That's like, how does that feel?
Oh, man, it's huge. To go back on your Maple Grove, I do remember when you were pitted next to the Nitro Fish right in front there. You had a little table set up doing the WFO radio. So that's pretty cool to see how much, you know, you grow in your company and out there marketing yourself. Great. But I mean, the first win for the Koretsky family is huge. That's what I've dreamed about my whole life. I'm really good friends with the Northrup family and Danny and them world champion. And to see them hold the Wally and stuff is great. I'm like, man, will I ever get to hold one of those? And I finally did it. You know, my dad's put a lot of effort into racing, a lot of effort into, you know, building a business so we can go racing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of speechless. Still hasn't 100% set in yet. But to win the, you know, North Carolina, the Charlotte Nationals was unbelievable. And I'm still kind of on cloud nine, living it up.
That is awesome. I can tell. You can all tell you're living it up. I'm going to ask you about the party. Let's see what everyone's got to say. Everyone is out there checking in. Good mornings and hellos and all kinds of what's up. Just happy to have the show going on. What's up, fellas? Good job not sucking. Kyle, says Michael Heiner.
Oh, yeah, Michael Heiner. Doesn't he have to work? Doesn't that guy work at all?
No, he doesn't. That's the thing that's great about Michael Heiner. He doesn't have to work.
That's awesome. One day I want to be like Mike. You know, I tell you that every weekend, but one day I want to be like Mike.
Me like Mike. Try to be like Mike Heiner. There you go.
Yeah, sorry if I'm jumping around. Probably looks like I'm driving riding a wild bull here, but I'm bouncing around a little bit on the machine. So sorry. No, hopefully I'm not making anyone seasick.
Yeah, you might be, but I'm okay with it. I'm not going to get seasick. A warning to everybody out there, like, you could potentially get seasick, but Kyle is working. And as long as you're safe and you're there and you're not going to hurt anybody, it looks like you're just breaking up concrete. Can you show us, like, your view? Can we see the Kyle view?
Yes. I don't know if I can switch this around, but I'll that's kind of the machine there, the bucket. This is the pile I'm working on right now. Hold on 1 second. I could
see. It looks great.
Let me spin this around here. So this is a little bit of our operation here. Some of the screeners and the crushers, and so, you know, the concrete goes into the crusher and it gets cycled through the plant, and it makes a final product. And we sell this product every single day. It's one of our main sellers. And there's a couple more machines. There's another guy out there loading. I have about, you know, three or four machines running today, loading trucks, and a little bit of our operation. We're on about 450 acres here at KPK Development, and this is what we do.
So we got to take a tour next time we're up there. What is the product? First of all, that was great. Those of you listening on the audio only podcast, it'll be worth it for you to go to the YouTube channel and watch this one back, and vice versa, guys. But what's the product? Like, you recycle concrete into what? I always wondered that. Like, what is it?
Yeah, so you know, big buildings, and even your backyard, you know, small local contractors, they dig up your driveway or stuff. They have to get rid of it somewhere. So they bring it to us. We recycle it. We make it into a product called 3/4 crush concrete, and they use it back as base. There's a lot of different things you could use. I mean, I built a basketball court for a guy in his backyard out of the product, and you wet it and kind of turns into concrete with the dust and it's a great product. I feel we make probably one of the best products here in Bucks County. And it's our biggest seller. I sell it every single day, you know, hundreds of tons a day. And it's just one of the things that we do.
Well, yeah, and there's a bunch of things that you guys do. But I love that, because it's recycling. It's renewable. Like, what would happen with all that busted up concrete if somebody wasn't turning it into something that can be reused? And, you know, it's not all aluminum, or like, you got to recycle everything you can. And look, it's helping you work. You got something to do today, unlike Michael Heiner. And it's helping you guys race. Let's talk about the racing. You've been close, right? I don't expect this early in your career you've had any doubts. It's just like a ride. But you're getting acclimated to the car pretty rapidly, and you've been able to get out there and race. Lose some close ones. You lost a couple to Dallas. You and Dallas, he's got the same dream as you. He's a great racer. You're with KB Racing. So what has your mindset been like, you know, approaching a win and coming up short, as you have a couple of times, Indy, for instance?
Yeah. I mean, hey, going into it, you know, my goal was to qualify good and just go every round at a time. And then, you know, we kind of got set up with KB. So I knew we had a shot. I mean, I knew the qualifying was, we would be okay, but you know, I always like to take one step at a time. But, you know, going the rounds and it's crazy. It's hard to tell. It's hard to say what goes through my mind, but getting close a couple times is crazy. My dad's been to a few finals and came up short. And that's how I felt. I'm like, man, am I ever going to break through and finally get that win? I mean, racing against Dallas, I think I raced him 7 or 8 times now. And that guy, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's sick. He's great. I mean, he's a bracket racer. But, you know, deep down inside, the kid works hard. He's not a kid. The guy works hard. Yeah. He deserves everything he has. And, you know, we both race for Ken and Judy Black. And Greg Anderson and Jason Line, they're the best in the business. They're giving us equipment that can go out there every single weekend and win. Yeah, there's Mr. Black and Judy there. They came to North Carolina, so that was awesome to have them there. And to have an all-KB final, I think it was the 50th time they said that it was an all-KB final. So that was pretty cool. I got a little bit off subject there, what you're asking. But the Indy one hurt. That one hurt. I'm really hard on myself. I think that was all driver. The team gave me the car to win, and I didn't perform. But it happens. Like Jason Line says, forget about it. Move on to the next weekend. It's going to happen more often than not. So, you know, to have a world champion tell you that, it kind of eases it a little bit. But, you know, losing Indy was big. But I'm like, man, if I did win Indy, how am I ever going to top that?
Right. And that's perspective. And just hearing the way you're talking, like thinking how many races you're into your career, it's not very many. And you've got this wisdom already. And that comes from your dad and being around Greg and all that. But you've been racing for a long time. So you've taken a beating on the racetrack lots of times. It's just been not in the Camping World Series.
Yeah, I've been taking beating in the bracket world my whole career. I mean, every time in the bracket racing, I feel I'm bracket racing. You know, every time I race Greg, it's been 7th hour less. I mean, I feel like I'm bracket racing my dragster. It's crazy. Pro stock is so competitive, but I remember going to the track with Eddie Granacci, my dad's best friend at Cecil County, racing pro mod with Eddie. You know, he would tell me, hey, be at the house at 7 o'clock. I'd have my mom drop me off at 5 a.m. So I was so excited to go. And you know, it was competitive back then with Eddie, you know, racing. All right, well, you know, if we're going to win, we're going to have to burn this thing to the ground with nitrous. And, you know, sometimes we did it, sometimes we didn't. But it's so competitive. Pro stock is unbelievably competitive. And that's why I love it. You know, it's the best class.
And what I love pro stock, too. And, you know, the Eddie's out there, too, over there on Hartford's team, right? Like, there's so many connections that you have. And to be in the middle of it now, whereas, but, you know, before you were kind of like, it's my family and everybody I know is doing it, but I'm not doing it. But now you're doing it and your dad's back out there doing it. And I talked to him on the starting line and he was very emotional. He toughed it out, though. He held it back. It was really good. But let's talk about a couple of specific runs. You got through Christian, set up the run against Dallas. Dallas is trip zip on you. Like you mentioned it, but the guy... Like, I think that's good for you, right? To be pushed by a young guy within the team, to have someone your age or near your age who's really good that you can measure yourself against.
No, yeah, he adds fuel to my fire. I mean, he could hit the tree. There's no doubt about it. And I knew he'd be good. Honestly, I didn't think it'd be 000. He hasn't gave me a break yet. I said, dude, come on, we're not bracket racing. He gave me at least a 20 so you don't make me look bad. And he's out there to win, and that's his job to do for his sponsors and for himself and his family. So I know that's what he wants, but, you know, I want it too. So we might have to start playing the ladder a little better here. You know, racing Dallas second round is just not good. Might have to do a little, you know, stock, super stock action where you play the ladder and might have to shut the thing off at 1,000 foot. I don't know. But, I mean, every time I race Dallas, it's like racing a final round. I knew he's gunning for me and I'm trying to gun for him as much as I can. And we're battling back and forth, but that's what's great. You know, KB gives us both great cars. Unfortunately at Charlotte, he spun there. And he, you know, he didn't make a clean run, but you know, we try to, you know, we battle head to head. every single customer and you know, and KB car, you know, they set them up on kill to win.
All right, so let's advance. Not to look by Wally Stroop, but you know, you got through Wally, and Wally, they rattled the tires. They had to set it up for kill, and they were, you know, had to get really aggressive if they were going to run with you. That was KB. What was interesting is that there's a KB engine under the hood. I don't know if anybody knows about that, and they had an air bottle problem. And guess who was working on it? Swapping out the air bottle, Dallas and KB. Like, yep. They were trying to be helpful. And so for people who wonder, like, hey, are the KB guys going to help someone who's racing against them? The answer was yes.
Yeah, that's a KB engine. They've been really good friends with Wally for a long time. He's a great guy. I kind of met him for the first time this week and actually physically talked to him. You know, he builds chassis and stuff like that, so he's very knowledgeable. And, yeah, they, you know, NHRA, they wanted me to start up, so I think they had some TV stuff going. And you know, I said, no, we're going to wait for Wally. I would have waited for anybody, to be honest. That's just how I am. I want to win fair and square. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, make that free run there. But I heard he had an air bottle problem. I knew someone back there could take care of it. So we waited until, you know, everyone was screaming and yelling at us to start up. And then, you know, yeah, unfortunately, I mean, he treated me. He was 10. I was 60. I completely missed the tree. And I didn't take him lightly at all. I mean, I knew he had a car to run. If he got down that right lane, was a little sketchy here and there. You saw a bunch of cars blow the tires off. I knew if he got down that round, that might have been a tough one there. That really would have been a tough one.
Well, and he was having a charmed day also, right? Like, when it's your day, and that could get in the head of your competitors. Like, what's going
100%.
On with this guy? You know, get around Derek Kramer. Of course, the thing with Aaron, first round was weird, and we're still, researching that, and hopefully we'll have, you know, more information come the weekend. But that sets up you and Greg in the final, and so here we go. He's trying to break Warren's record. You're trying to get a Wally for your family for the first time. So, like, tell me about getting ready for the run against Greg, who's been a mentor to you. You've called him the greatest. You say he's the hardest working guy in pro stock. But on this day, you can't be the one, right? Because your dad's there and you want to win this race.
Yeah. No, I so wanted to win. You know, he made a monster run in the semis. If he went a 57, we struggled. We blew the tires off. So I knew I had to dig real deep, right before the burnout there. My dad was in there talking to me like he does every round that he's there. And he said, listen, you got to go for it. You got to dig deep. You got to do your job. You got to hit your shift points. Everything's got to be, you know, perfect and aligned to win this round here, because Greg's coming for you. So I knew I had a solid car. I knew if we got down the lane there, got through like that shake zone or whatever you want to call it, the first 60, 80 feet, that the car would run pretty good. I left the line. I felt it spin a little bit. I'm like, oh boy. And then, you know, going down the track, and I saw the wind light come on. My exact words were, are you kidding me? Like, that was my words. And I was really speechless. And then it kind of like started coming in reality when they told you, you know, pull over to your left there at the top end. And I'm like, oh my God, I just won my first race. Defeated Greg on getting that record, which I want to see him do, and which I know he will do. That guy is the hardest working guy. I'll take that to my grave. He's unbelievable. He works hard at everything he does. He works hard on my car. He'll work on my car before he works on his car. That's just how he is. Anyone doesn't know him, and, you know, I didn't know him personally growing up, because, you know, he was a top dog, and my dad was the little guy on the totem pole just trying to qualify. And, you know, not knowing him, you would think he's, you know, a complete ass. But if you get to know that guy, he'll be working, changing valve springs, and, a fan will call, hey, Greg, can I get your autograph? He'll stop what he's doing and get that fan an autograph. That just shows a lot about a person, how much he loves the sport. But he'll get it. He'll get that 98. He'll get 100. I have no doubt. He is a machine.
That is great. No, great to hear. I feel the same way. Carl Franklin out there saying what's up, says keep pushing that dirt, or captain will not be happy. Come on, Carl, give the kid a break, man. Carl, kid's doing.
Carl needs to get a job too. He's on the Mike Heiner category.
Yeah. Well, hey, like I said, it's good work if you can find it. And how about Lucas Oil, Chaos? The idea that you know, these guys stepped up on a pro stock car. Like, I think that's great. They've been, you know, they support the series, but for the guys at Lucas Oil to want to fly the flag on the side of your car, great looking car, very patriotic. What you're doing on the roof of the car is just awesome. And like, what a great deal to come together so that you can run pro stock.
Yeah. I mean, Lucas Oil stepped up big for the 2021 season. I don't know if we can do it without him, to be honest. You know, the Lucas family is a huge supporter in drag racing. They do a lot with the pro categories, but it's unbelievable what they do for the sportsmen. I mean, I'm a true sportsman racer. I love bracket racing. I love super comp racing. But I mean, the stuff they do is, they really don't get enough, you know, recognition for what they do. They help out a lot of people. They're out there working 5-6 days a week, just like everybody else, to make a great product for the, you know, the industry. And for them to come on our pro stock car, I felt honored for them to even think about me as a new driver, for one. I mean, why wouldn't you go with Greg Anderson or Eric Enders, you know, the big time people that are out there, world champions? And for them to pick, you know, a newcomer like myself, you know, just shows a lot. And I try to represent Lucas Oil as best I can. We use all the Lucas Oil products and all of our equipment, our trucks. The stuff just works, and we work well with them. So, you know, I'm happy to have them on board and you know, future down the road as well. And, you know, it takes a lot. I mean, you know, Joe.
Yeah.
The drag racing requires a lot of funding. You know, any kind of racing does, even the sportsman stuff. It takes a lot of money to compete with, you know, with the big name people to keep your stuff up to date and keep it running. And it's all about the funding and the marketing partnerships with these companies that help you stay out here.
Yes. Now that's a tough deal, but it can happen. And if you're passionate and you work hard, it can happen, and it's happening for you. All right. What did you and your dad talk about, like, after the, you know, after all the pomp and circumstance, when it's just, if you guys have even been alone together, I don't know, you guys, he's busy, you're busy, but you know, that father son moment, like, you know, hey pop, we did it, right? Like, cause he's been chasing the dream forever. He's run Top Fuel, he's run Pro Stock, he's run everything. And the kid gets in there and he's on the starting line and you got it done. And he was super happy to me. But what about when you guys were together? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I was at the top end and I asked Cody Anderson, he came down. I said, yeah, where's my dad at? Like, I was hoping he didn't have a heart attack on the starting line. it took him a long time to get to the top end. I said, someone go pick this guy up. But it was actually better he wasn't down there with the interview and all. So if I seen crying, I probably would have started crying. You know, he worked his whole life to race NHRA. I mean, that's what the guy loves to do. And he's been wanting a Wally his whole life. So I got about a couple minutes top end with him, you know, not by ourselves, but he couldn't even say a word to me. He was excited. You know, he's an emotional guy and so am I, but he's, I don't think it's set in yet. I mean, I put the Wally out at his house on Sunday night there for him. And, you know, I think he's still kind of like, you know, lost for words what just happened. And he's excited. My whole family's excited. My mom, my sister, my brother, you know, they all support me. And that's our first Kuretsky Wally, that, you know, physical Kuretsky, won. So it's kind of like history. It's history for me, you know. And it always will be history, because I don't think my dad will ever get in a car or he'll be divorced. But,
well, you never know. We'd like
you to never know.
The transfer of power has happened and it's going good. And he got to enjoy it. And it was joyful. And your brother had a birthday a couple of weeks before, and just amazing, amazing stuff. But like, it goes to show you the investment, like, your dad's been chasing this a long time. Right. And he finally delivered. And but, you know, you got a shot to deliver again, right, this weekend. Before we talk about it, though, what about, like, was it right back to work? Did you guys just go right back to work the next day, or did you celebrate a little bit?
Not much celebration. I did get surprised by some of my best friends here. They were at the airport waiting for me. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. We went out. I don't really drink, but we went out to a chicken and pizza, got some crab legs at, like, 10 o'clock at night. And then I went home, and I was a little tardy. I was a little tardy on Monday morning. I probably got in about 8 o'clock. I was probably about 2 hours late. But I think everyone forgive me on that. But no, it was right back to work. right back to work to what we have to get done, because these back-to-back races, you know, they kind of hurt. They hurt me a little bit. They put me behind on work. So, you know, I try to get right back to work and get as much done as I can during a week. And we're already here at St. Louis. We leave tomorrow for St. Louis. So it's tough, but it's better for me. For me to be in a car back-to-back like this, and any racer will tell you, it's better. It's better to see the tree more. Pro stock car, you can't just go out on a Tuesday night at ACCO and make test runs. You know what I mean? It's not like a bracket car. So more I'm getting the car, and I'm still learning. I mean, every weekend you learn something to do, and I'm so ready for St. Louis. I'm going to try to I'm going to take every round by round, and do the best I can.
So let me ask you, there's been a lot of discussion with Josh Hart, who's going to be on later today, folks. He's going to be on at 3 o'clock. You know, he and Dallas have been the rookie of the year discussion, and it makes sense. Dallas has won a couple of races, and now Josh Hart has won a couple of races. But you've been to some finals, and you've won a race, and you went to the final at the U.S. Nationals. And can you get your name? Like, are you putting your name into the rookie of the year conversation? There's still some races. You can end up with 2 wins. You could end up with 3 wins. No one is saying Kyle Koretsky rookie of the year conversation just yet. I want to make sure that we are after this interview right now. Like, hey man, this kid is right in the middle of the conversation. What would that mean to you? First of all, to be considered, and second of all, to maybe do it with some more strong performances this year.
Yeah, I don't think I could be in the running for rookie. So I was rookie of the year last year in the chase between Justin Ashley.
That's right.
So
part time.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think I can. I went past that threshold last year.
Seven races. You know, yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of wish I went back and maybe sat out a few so I could try to get that award. But no, I mean Dallas and Josh, I think they both deserve it. I mean, Dallas came right into it, and he's just completely crushing it. And same thing with Josh. I mean, he top alcohol, he killed it, and you know he's doing a hell of a job in top fuel. I don't know what it's like to run one of those things, but I mean, from what I watch him race, I mean, he's leaving the line. I mean, he's doing everything great. He's got a great team over there, and I think they both should get it. It's hard to categorize, you know, who's better than who. Yeah. I think they both deserve it. So that's kind of that's a tough one there.
Right. You know, yeah, I had missed the fact that you had beat the threshold last year. A bit of a bummer. But, hey, you're in the conversation as far as I'm concerned. And just right. Look at all the rookies, though, with Justin and all, and now Josh and you and Dallas. Like, drag racing is in a good spot. 1.4 million people watched that race.
Wow,
like, that
huge.
Was a record for drag racing. It topped out just under 3 million because of the NFL lead-in. I feel like NHRA has got room to grow, and if it's going to grow, it's going to be because of young drivers such as yourself. What's your outlook? Like, you wouldn't be getting involved if you didn't think it was going anywhere.
No, I don't think NHRA is going anywhere. Do they have to change things? Yes. I think anything and everything in life has room for improvement. But, you know, me as a young driver, I'm 32, so I guess I'm young compared to Greg, but, you know, it's what the sport needs. They want to see the youth. We need to get the younger generation. You know, I started in junior dragsters. So to see these junior dragsters out at every race is super cool. I'd make it a point to go over there and take a look at the cars because I love drag racing and I love seeing the younger kids come up. And, you know, I try to let the kids sit in the car as much as I can, when there's time allowed. Because they need to see it. They need to see the behind the scenes. And I think NHRA needs to do more of that, you know, with you and Nikki, when you guys do the in the pit talk. I love it. I watch them. I mean, I go back and I watch them. And that's what people want to see. They don't always want to just see the scripted TV time and all that stuff. They want to see, hey, what's that super comp racer? What's that stock guy? He's got a heads up race at the U.S. Nationals. Oh, he's putting ice on the intake. Well, why? You know, the average fan doesn't know why. So I think that's more stuff that needs to be talked about. And people want to see the behind the scenes, the drama and the stuff that goes on in between the teams, even the cornhole tournaments. I mean, between.
We're breaking up. We lost your audio right at the cornhole tournaments, too. We lost the audio. He's going to come back. We got to do that. Isn't this great, by the way, Kid Chaos? Hopefully everybody. Michael Heiner is checking out. Good job, Kyle. Proud of you. You did a great job. Chuck saying so awesome that Kyle and the Young Guns have a great future in the sport. We all love that. I do, too. Maybe Rookie of the Year in category is an idea. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. All right, here he is. He's back. He's back.
Yeah, I lost. Someone called me out there. But, yeah, I mean, even the cornhole tournaments between the KB and the elite guys, it's intense. I feel like I'm out there racing. I mean, between Cody and Chase and all of our Connelly and all those guys, it's like a battle for who's going to win cornhole. As soon as those cars go away and them trailers, all right, what are we doing next? You know, and it's competitive. And I think they need to see some of that stuff. You know, when we race the elite team or any of the other teams, you know, on the track, it's business. But when we're off the track, we're somewhat all friends to a point. And, you know, we're always competitive. And like I said, doing the cornhole or just talking smack about race day. And that's what I think they want to see.
I agree. One user out there wants he obviously just checked in. What type of equipment are you running right now?
So we are 100% Caterpillar. We're a big Caterpillar supporter, and I am in a 349 excavator.
Excellent. 349 excavator. Right. Yep. Well, there you go. Kyle, great job. This has been awesome to see you work, and you're getting the job. You're multitasking perfectly.
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend. I'll see you out there. We get in tomorrow as well, and we're going to do it all again at Worldwide Technology Raceway Midwest Nationals. Out at there at St. Louis, and you're right in the middle of this championship fight. I know Greg has got a lead, and Erica is out there as well, but you're gunning for the best points position you possibly can get. And, you know, with the way Pro Stock is, Greg or Erica or both could lose early. That's the thing is anything can happen right now.
Yeah, anything can happen. A championship is anybody's up for grabs, and I'm going to take one round at a time. But, you know, I gotta really point out there that, you know, Chevrolet Performance and Lucas Oil support me big, along with, you know, KPK Development, Superior Materials, RP Enterprise, Rob's Automotive, KB Racing. These people all support me and let me live my dream. So if everyone could give them a shout out, that'd be great. You know, support the product, Lucas Oil. You can buy them at, you know, Walmart, Advance Auto, every big time nationwide chain. You can buy any one of their products. Or if you need some questions, you can Facebook me, and I'm real active on that. I answer all the questions. It's on a robot answering the questions for you. It's me. And we're out here living a dream, man. I can't ask for more.
That is awesome. So follow Kid Chaos on social media, guys. That is great. Kyle, I will see you this weekend. Thank you for making the time here today. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to your dad. He is he's done a lot in drag racing. He's helped a lot of teams, small teams, get to the track, like the kind of sponsorship that makes the, you know, puts them over the top. And now, you know, you're over the top. So good job. And we'll see you soon.
Appreciate you. Thanks a lot for everything. See you this weekend.
All right. Thank you. Kyle Koretsky with us here on WFO Radio. How about that kid? Like, you know, a genuine personality. Like, that's the thing that I really like about him, is that he's just so genuine. Like, you can tell, or at least you feel like, you know, he's just totally engaged. And that's what Pro Stock and, you know, Dallas Glenn has got it. And there's just a bunch of young drivers out there. Aaron Stanfield's got it. And how can you not be a fan of Pro Stock right now? And if you're not a fan of Pro Stock right now, that's okay. But maybe now is the time to become a fan of Pro Stock and pick a racer and follow them through their career and see how they go and see how it all works out. And, you know, that's, you want to be connected to someone, right? Cars going down the racetrack. My little nephew was out there for the very first time. And I told him, I was like, hey, it's not just cars going down the racetrack. It's the people in the cars. That's why you got to meet them. You got to go out there. You got to talk to them. You got to look at them. You got to see what and why. And there was a time at that Total Seal Trackside Tech Talk where Kyle was watching, and a bunch of kids came up to him for autographs, right? They were young. They were, you know, teens, 16, 19, 20, who knows, right? Because when you get old like I am, you can't tell anymore. But they were definitely young. And they went right to Kyle. Why did they go to Kyle? Because Kyle's younger. And, you know, that's the way it works. And there's got to be a different range of ages involved. And he's doing a great job. So put your comments in the comment section, everybody. Let's see what you got to say out there. Put your comments in the comments section. I'm going to kick Kyle out so he doesn't get, you know, he's working down there, right? Put your comments in the comment section. We'll get to them after I tell you about the people who make it all possible. And I want to remind you that we've got another young racer, Josh Hart, going to be up at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock Eastern time. Eastern time. 3 o'clock. I think Kyle's going to be doing some other stuff on the web out there later today, but we'll have Josh Hart at 3 o'clock. But I want to tell you about the people, like, for instance, Matt from Torque Calibration Services down there in Australia, sponsored a week of our show before and after the U.S. Nationals. And honestly, I can't stop, talking about his company down there in Oz, because hopefully some of our Australian listeners will use his Torque Calibration Services. And the Patreons, we picked up some Patreons yesterday, guys. It was pretty amazing. The people who, it's a VIP listeners club. They pay to support the show. And, you know, some are paying $5 and some are paying $20 a month and some are paying $50 a month based on what they, you know, can and afford and want to do and how much they want to help. And we do a special show or two for them and they get to watch the Ignition show and they get some insight behind the scenes. Patreon.com/WFO radio. You can get there on our website. You can get there on our website. And that's pretty cool. Plus Total Seal. You know, Kyle mentions Eddie. Eddie is the crew chief for Total Seal, big part of that team. He's like in on the whole deal, right? With Hartford. It's the whole thing is really a connected family. But just like any family, you got to bring in new people every now and again. Otherwise, it gets weird. And that's why we're always trying to grow the sport. That was a little weird. TotalSeal.com. They're okay with it. RodaxCoffeeandGrills.com. Hot sauces and spice rubs, everything great. Marvin Rodak down there in Fort Worth, Texas. Give Marvin a call. Get the coffee. 817-924-6821. Samtech.edu, of course, and Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure, where Josh Hart went. We'll talk to Josh about that a little bit later. If you want some free WFO radio stickers, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the address on the screen, or if you're just listening audio only, Castello Media/WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848. 353 Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. Self-addressed stamped envelope. You do all the work, you pay for the postage, and I'll stuff the stickers in there and send it out. And we do have WFO radio face coverings and shirts and stuff in our WFO store. If you want to get the amazing air fryer that I got, it's there too. We, you know, Amazon recommended products up there also. So check them out. All right, let's see what everybody else has to say. And somebody asked me about this photograph the other day. You know, you wonder why I'm in pro stock. That's me in the red Winston jacket right up front next to Don Campanello. My dad is right behind me. Like that, I've been pro stock since I was a little kid. Just love the factory hot rods. Don't get me wrong. I love Snake and Garlitz and Nitro cars, but I don't know why, you know, because we always had a Pontiac Trans Am, the Pontiac Trans Am we still have. And I relate to the factory hot rods. You can get the 10th anniversary t-shirt at Nitro Fish Trailer. Go see Tamara, go see Keelan over there and say WFO and they'll help you out. All right, let's see what everybody has to say. Tater Troyer is headed to St. Louis where the Constant Aviation Factory Stock Showdown will be back. Tater looking to get out there and keep going in the right direction. He is advancing the ball, right? Those Barton powered cars. And I'm hearing a lot about the Bartons and how hard they work. Good luck, Anthony. There we go. Great interview, keeping the younger generation alive. Barrichello Nitro. Great show, Joe. Thank you, Barrichello. Good seeing you out there, wherever it was. Was it Indy or was it the Grove? I think it was the Grove. Are you going to be racing the go-karts this weekend? I don't know who this is. There's a go-kart track in the oval track, and a lot of the racers go over there and race. But mostly, it's the pro stock motorcycle racers. And I don't know, man. I kind of want to... If I'm going to race go-karts, I kind of want to test my mettle against Matt Smith, right? Because he is pretty much commonly known as the fastest guy out there, Matt Smith, in the go-karts. So, you know, I don't know if someone invited me to go out there and we could race and I was able to get off work and not doing one of 1,000 other things. Yeah, man, I'll race some go-karts. You want to hear a great story? I'll tell you a great story in a second, rounding go-karts. Become a Patreon. Chuck's a Patreon. Thank you, Chuck. And yeah, the more and more Patreons we get, the better the show. Imagine if we could get that Patreon number up there to like a significant number. Man, that would just change the whole dynamic of the program. I wouldn't have to pretend to be a sales guy and go out there and like knock on doors of businesses, cold calling. You can tell I don't do that already. All of our sponsors have been like these great personal relationships. I would probably do a lot better if I was out there, you know, cold calling and doing the sales thing. But honestly, knowing that everybody that supports this show knows me, knows you, understands what we're doing, understands why we're doing it, for the love, for the passion. It's great. Stephen Glenn, Texas Motorplex Facebook page says there will be 4 pro qualifying sessions. I cannot confirm. I will have to see. That whole stampede of speed thing is amorphous. It's changing and updating. And the things that I'm hearing are like good. And you know, Palmer's going to have the Nitro Pro Mods and it's just going to be crazy. So I cannot confirm, but I will confirm after this weekend because I can talk to a couple of people that maybe later, maybe at 3 o'clock, I can confirm. I'll send some text messages. Or the virtual producers are out there. That's a badass pick, says Chase. What, me with Campanello? Man, I've been around a while, Chase. Been around a while. And that's a great story. I wrote about it in National Dragster at some point. Me and my dad were the good luck charm. We went down there in between every round and gave him a little motivation. You know, I think it was an Italian thing, honestly. And after he won, Butch Leo red-lighted, Garlitz won 260. It was insane. He's like, you guys got to get in the pick. You guys got to get in the pick. And there it is. I wore glasses back then before the laser surgery. Laser surgery. Yes. So there you go. Back to the comments. It's not an accident that I'm out there, you know, pushing the pro stock. Norwalk in the Grove, Barrichello. WFO, best on the planet. In the galaxy. Thanks, Joe. Montana Karting. There it is. Thank you, Gary. Are you the proprietor? You know, I would be welcome to make a couple of laps. So what about my earlier nickname question? I didn't understand it, Lonnie. I didn't understand it. You know, sometimes the questions come up and I didn't get this. So what nickname will Geis Kyle? I know that's a typo, but I don't know. Will we give Kyle when he's no longer a kid? Oh, I get it. Colonel Chaos, Commander Chaos. What's that? Chaos Man? I get where you're coming from. Like Richie Stevens. He's no longer Richie the Kid Stevens. He's Richie. I get it. Worth thinking about. So we had a lot of NAS. Let's see. Ask Kyle about some side win light bets with in qualifying with Kelly Murphy. Okay. I will. Next time we talk to him, which won't be long. So we were in NASCAR country this past week, and there were supposed to be a bunch of NASCAR drivers out there. Like Mr. H was supposed to come, and Kyle Larson, who ended up winning out there in their race, was supposed to come. But last second, you know, they didn't come. Some of them didn't come. But Cole Custer came and Garrett Smithley came out. It was kind of cool. But there was a rumor. There was a rumor. Who was there? Matt Kenseth. And so that immediately triggered a story that I tell on Ignition all the time that goes back many years to when I was on XM satellite radio on NASCAR radio. And it was like, this could be an opportunity to interview Kenseth in front of everybody. Like it would have been great, you know, drag racing. He didn't show up. And so it turned out to be a moot point. The question was moot, but I had to look deep. Like, do I bring up the time that he and I raced in a go-kart race in Miami in a media promotional race? And he was defeated. Like, do I bring that up? Like, this is, you know, like the two combatants coming back together again years later. Like, how many shows are about that where they go back and look at a football game or look at a race and they talk about, like, we've got, you know, a couple of great ones on our YouTube channel. Like, do I bring up that moment with Kenseth here in such a public forum? And I had pretty much resigned myself to, of course, but then he wasn't there. So it was a bit of a bummer. But that was the last big go-kart race slash victory that I participated in. And you can go back into the Ignition archive and probably find the full story. I'm not going to tell it here right now because it's, you know, the statute of limitations have expired for the whole full story. But there's a legend. It's definitely a legend. And that's why, man. I don't know. Matt Smith, I think, is the bar for the category, for like the sport. And Smith has been trained up. He's been coached up by Scott Speed. And that's the whole deal. Everybody wonders why Matt Smith is so good on the go-karts, and he's not going to be there, but he's so good on the go-karts because he's got Scott Speed as an in-law. And they have, like, you know, he's gotten coached up a little bit. And he says that Scott Speed still blows his doors off. So that would be really great for me to be able to race against someone who's the bar in the category and see where I'm at with my, you know, go-karting. And, you know, I got some problems, but You never know. So we'll see. We'll see. How about operating an excavator for Joe versus Pro? Definitely love operating an excavator. We've already got the Flying Ryan thing, which is going to happen at some point. Joe versus Pro. And me operating an excavator, Joe versus Pro. It doesn't have to be sport or competition. It can just be Joe out there doing stuff, right? Kind of like a Dirty Jobs thing, except it's me versus Pro learning to do something. And I love it. Like, I'm willing to do, like, you know, any like job or competitive thing, try it. Like, are we doing, you know, darts? Just watch out. Those things ricochet. You bring it up every time. Yes, of course I bring it up every time. I beat a cup champion in a go-kart race in motorsports. Yeah. And it was a dirty race, too. It was a dirty, horrible, terrible race. It's horrible. Yes, of course you do. Yes, of course I do. Yes. A lot of yes. Nitro E1 starts at 10:30 again. Great show, Joe. Well, that's, you know, we want to create. You heard Wilkerson talking about the turnaround time. And that's no joke. If you're wondering where Wilkerson is, his interview is in with Reinhardt, guys, at the end of Reinhardt. Reinhardt came on first, and then we went right to a pre-recorded interview with Wilk and Richard Hartman. So if you're wondering where the Wilkerson interview is, it's live in the pits, on location, excuse me, not live, in the pits with Tim Wilkerson. And we got Hartman in there, and it was really good, 5 minutes or so, because they're super busy. Enjoyed the show. Looking forward to Josh Hart. 3 o'clock. Help me get the word out, guys. Help me get the word out. That's the thing. We got to grow this audience. Like, everything's going great, except some things are not going that great. Like, I look at the numbers, and I know we're moving all over, and we're not exactly the same time every day. But, you know, I know Facebook is throttling us, like holding us back, you know, on the reins. You know, you only have this many likes on the page, and so you can only have this many live viewers. It's just the way it is. But hopefully the WFO universe out there can help break us out there. Invite somebody to like our page or just subscribe to the YouTube channel, WFO Radio TV on YouTube. Subscribe and click the bell. Comment. Dirt toy, big toys in the dirt, always good. Thanks, Joe. I've never ridden, driven an excavator. I'm sure I could do it. Dang Doctor calls me in right when the show starts. You got bigger fish to fry there, Jeff. You're working on it. Jeff's out there on the YouTube. All right, everybody. Josh Hart later today. We're going to talk to him. How about me making the mistake on Kid Chaos with the Rookie of the Year? Whatever. I got excited. It happens. It happens a lot. No doubt. Big thanks to the captain, by the way. I don't know how much everybody knows. He won the U.S. Nationals in 2010. We had really just started WFO. And, you know, he had basically paid for us to go out to Maple Grove and do WFO from his Nitrofish trailer. And I think that gave the show a lot of credibility. And we're here, you know, more than 10 years later. So Cap Chaos, thank you so much. And Kid Chaos, congratulations. All right, guys. We'll see you at 3 o'clock. Josh Hart going to be on the show. We'll see you then. WFO.